You know, I love this man.
Amen. I love you.
The relationship that we have is unique. And I thank God for it. He just told me something wasn't true, but I still love him. How many of you all went to the cross yesterday?
I went there.
You went there? Did you all go to the cross with Brother Doyle yesterday? How was it? How'd you feel when that righteousness was put on you? I'd like to, for a little while, let's see, Chase went to 8, I'll go to 9. Is that right?
Whatever you need, brother.
I'd like to carry you a little further to than the cross.
Yeah, brother.
You want to go with me?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Let's go a little further than the cross. You know where it is? It ain't even close to the cross. It ain't even close to Lexington, Tennessee. Are you ready to go? And I'm not talking about the resurrection. I'm talking about timely. You ready to go? I know you were a resurrection wise, but how about going tonight? A little bit further than the cross. What's the theme of the meeting? Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Where's Jesus Christ today? He's at the right hand of God making intercession for us.
Right.
Let's go to Him.
Amen.
Let's put our petition out to Him. Yes. Let's go beyond the cross.
That's right.
And see Him sitting on the right hand of God, waiting for you to ask Him for help, for plead to Him.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Jesus Christ of today.
Yeah.
The scripture says Jesus Christ of yesterday, today, and forever. Let's consider Jesus Christ of today. Let's go visit Him.
Yeah.
He's in heaven in a mode of glory making intercession for us. Sometimes the scripture says He's sitting on the right hand of God. I know one time He's standing on the right hand of God.
Yeah, that's right.
We heard about that this week. When Stephen looked, Stephen was being stoned to death. We heard that. Jesus standing. Sometimes when I go there for intercession from Him, I feel like He has to stand up for me. Yeah. He can't. I know He can get the job done sitting down, but sometimes I just feel He's standing there helping me. I can feel the Holy Spirit coming down out of that glorious throne room of heaven into my soul, giving me strength, giving me understanding, giving me comfort.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you had trials and tribulations in this world? Jesus said, that's all right. It's going to happen. But He said, be of good cheer. Are you of good cheer when you have trials and tribulations? It's hard to do.
It is.
He said, because I have overcome the world.
That's right.
I'm at the right hand of God. I'm here to help.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus came down to this low ground of sin and sorrow. He died on a cross. He walked 33 and a half years for you and for me. He knew when he left heaven where he was going. He knew when he left heaven how it would be. He came anyway.
Right.
You know why he came? Two reasons. I used to think the first reason because he loved me and you. That's not it. He come to do his Father's will. And then he come because he loved me.
Right.
And he loved you.
Right.
He came. But when he said it is finished, his job is not finished. The redemption's been paid.
Amen.
The shed blood has been paid. There's no other thing needs to be paid. No other thing needs to be done.
That's right.
That's the reason he said it is finished. Your believing don't change it. Your rejection don't change it. None of that changes that. It is finished. But Jesus ain't finished.
Amen.
He's coming.
I talk to him every once in a while.
Amen.
I go to that right hand of the Father.
Talks
back. Say help.
That's right.
You know when you go to the Father, you have to go through Jesus.
That's right.
And when the Father answers your prayers, you know how it comes?
Back
through Jesus.
That's right.
Let's go up to it. Let's ask him for help.
Yes, Lord.
I've thought of this when Brother Paul was... I think I knew what they were doing when they went back there. Let me tell you something. They went back there to pray for services. They went up to meet Jesus.
That's right.
At the right hand of God.
Amen.
You know what happened? Y'all that was here this weekend, you know what happened? Mm. The prayers that they went up to Amen. God was answered.
Yes, sir.
I feel it right here.
Amen.
In my bosom. Mm. The glory of the Lord filled this house this weekend.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We felt it. Brother Chase, you're right. I think sometimes we can just reach out and get a hold of it.
Yeah, that's right.
He was right here. This was a good place to be this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What a blessing. Jesus Christ of today. I don't know what I would do without him.
Amen.
I don't think I could do without him.
Right, he could.
How about you?
No.
I could tell you some experiences. I've told you Antioch some a few times here and other people. You've got experiences. We were sitting at a restaurant Thursday afternoon. Waiting to go to their preacher's meeting. This brother told some experiences.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody else told some experiences. You know what they was telling us? That they had been to the throne room of God.
That's right.
At the right hand of God. And that when they went there, they got help.
Yeah, that's right.
They got help where no other help could come from.
Amen.
Mama couldn't help. Daddy couldn't help. Preacher couldn't help. But Jesus can help.
Amen. That's right, brother.
That's who we need to look to.
Amen.
Do you ever go up to visit him? Seriously. Do you ever go up to visit Jesus at the right hand of God? That's where he's at.
Amen.
Wow! What a Savior we have!
Amen.
He saved us, but He didn't just leave us alone. He takes care of His children.
Amen.
While we sojourn in this life.
That's right.
He's a wonderful Savior. He's a blessed Savior. He's the only Savior. He's the only begotten Son of God.
Amen. That's right.
He came to save His people, and He did it. But He didn't only come to save them. He came to give them help. When tribulation comes, when trials come. Thank God.
Amen.
For Jesus Christ of today.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Most of you know this. I've never in my life didn't think I'd be in heaven. Not one time. Not one time. I have doubts and fears about some things. I've never doubted 1 minute, 1 second, that I wouldn't see Jesus with these eyes one day after a while. You know what? He told me, I have redeemed thee. I have called you by thy name because thou art mine.
That's right.
When he told me that, I believed it.
Yeah. That's right.
When he told me that, I said, you're mine, Jesus. I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to come to you as salted as I need help. But I don't always. But that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I've went to it many a time.
Amen.
I don't think I'd be here tonight if it weren't for the Spirit of God descending from heaven to help this poor soul go through some of the troubles and trials of life.
Right.
If you've had those troubles in life, tell somebody. That's what we were doing Thursday night. We had church before we went to the preacher's meeting.
Yes, sir.
Right there at the restaurant.
Amen.
We was witnessing to each other how God sent those blessings from the right hand of Him through Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
No wonder we had a good time this weekend. The theme of the meeting was Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Every time you have a meeting, when the theme of the meeting is Jesus Christ, you're going to have a good meeting. Apostle Paul said, I know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
That's right.
If Apostle Paul thought Jesus Christ was that important, he said, I don't want to tell y'all anything except that. Another place he says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection.
Right.
We've heard about His resurrection. We've heard a lot about Him this weekend. You just look back and think back. That Brother Dickey's sermons up. When we have trials and tribulations.
Yeah, that's right.
How we get through them. We go to the throne room, sitting on the right hand of God.
Amen.
Let me ask you something. I ask you to go with me. Are you up there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Or have you come back yet? Are you still up there? You know when we get to, you know when we go there, what we ought to do the very first thing. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Something else we ought to do. When we thank you, Jesus, we ought to thank Jesus before we have troubles and trials.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Before go to the throne room, say, Jesus, I see trouble down the road. I thank you. I know you're going to help me.
Right.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Thank Him in advance?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
We know He's going to help. I wouldn't go to it if I didn't know He's going to help me.
Amen.
How about you?
Amen.
Jesus of today.
Sweetest name on earth.
Jesus of today. We heard about Jesus of yesterday. We heard about Jesus of tomorrow. We even heard some about Jesus of today, like I'm talking about. Let's, as we go to the right hand of God to visit Jesus, talk to Him a little while. You know why we should go? I believe Brother Doyle quoted this. It won't hurt to do it again. Jesus gave every child of God an invitation. Have you accepted that invitation? He wrote you a letter. He wrote you a letter.
Yeah.
And He gave you an invitation. Do you write back saying, I'll be there? Or do you just turn it aside? You know, some invitations I get, I just trash it. I get an invitation every once in a while to go hear somebody talk about a hearing aid. I just toss it aside. But when Jesus Christ wrote me this letter, and the tribulation and trials of this life broke me down as low as this old body could go, I said, Jesus, I'm going to take you up on this.
Yes.
Have you ever done that?
Right.
He wrote it to you.
It's an open invitation to his people.
An open invitation? You mean we can go anytime?
Yes, sir. Yes.
There ain't no certain date we go see it. If you haven't accepted the invitation, I admonish you to do it.
That's right.
The letter is to you and to every child of God.
Yes.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Amen.
That's an invitation.
Right.
That's an invitation.
Yeah.
That's an invitation from Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
The one we're talking about. Jesus himself sent Charles an invitation to come unto him when I needed him.
Amen. That's right.
Do you think he's a personal savior to me?
Yes.
He is. He sent me a letter. And I took him up on it. I went to see it.
Yeah.
Briefly, when my oldest son got killed, I went to see him. When my second son got killed, I went to see him. When I walked in a locked up house, my mother laid across the bed with a smile on her face. She'd already went to heaven. I went to see Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you been there? Have you taken him up on the invitation? Brother Chuck, I mention this here sometimes. I went there for you one time.
Yeah.
I walked in a hospital room, and that sister back there, we didn't know where she's going to make it or not. I went to Jesus.
Amen.
For Chuck and Chick.
That's right. Mm.
I know Paul did. If you don't need his help, go for somebody else.
That's right. Amen.
Let me encourage you. Let's go see Jesus. Let's go take him up on this for T.L. Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A saint of a man in this lifetime, but he's a man just like we are.
Amen.
Now at this time, let's go for Elder Randy Walker. A young man that's got trouble in his life physically with cancer. Let's go take Jesus up on the invitation to help them. Do you know we can do that? Did you know we can go take Jesus' invitation up for somebody else? I think we're commanded to do that.
That's right.
Jesus Christ of today.
Do it now. Let's go to him, pray, man.
Pray.
Let's do him now. Pray. Come on, brother. Pray.
As I lead you. Seriously. You pray with me. Our Father. Thank you for your Son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That you sent us the invitation, Lord. We're coming to you now. Lord, we're coming to you in behalf of Brother and Sister Webb in their tribulation of this life. Lord, we come to you for Elder Randy Walker and his family. Lord, we know you can help them. You've helped us. You've helped everyone in this room. We know you can help. We just beg you, Lord, be thy will to help them in their affliction.
Lord, they're not the only ones that need your special help tonight. Bless Brother Danny and Sister Adele.
Yes, Lord.
Two new ones that need you even a little more this day because of the failing of the body. Lord, we accepted your invitation for help in their behalf. Lord, just think of the people that need you specially right now that we don't know. And we just believe, Lord, that that invitation you sent out, maybe they'd be praying to you just like we are tonight. Help them, Lord. You know, Lord, a lot of times we need reconciling. When healing is not there, when the body is too far gone, it ain't too far gone to you, Lord, but nature takes its course. Lord, we need your help in even being reconciled to your will, Lord. Help us, Lord. We so weak. Help us, Lord. And I trust everyone in the house at this time, when you help them, Lord, they'll turn and like the one leper and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Let's don't go away without thanking. Help us, Lord. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge to say, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this night. We thank you, Lord, for this meeting. We thank you, Lord, for these people. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 Can we sing 500, please?
We find number 500. Praise the Lord. Lay your burdens down, brother, right there. Number 500. Doors of the church are open for reception of members. And come should you have that desire to be obedient to the command of Christ and enter the fellowship of the church. Number 500. Y'all come up and shake these brethren's hand and let them know how much you love them.
Oh Lord my God, when I get off someone there, consider all the wealth I had made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, I find throughout the universe is clear. When I look down from lofty mountain range,
bless you, brother. Bless you.
Appreciate it.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you,
Pam. How great thou art.
Good to see you.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, brother. How you doing?
Good to see you.
Christ shall come.
Let's just declare it's good to see you again.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, after a weekend like
bless you. Something to meet y'all.
To be on for
us in the big one.
You too.
Let's just follow you.
Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Been in a place where the foundation's been shaken, but I think you've been in one now.
Yes.
If you've been here at all the past 2 days, you've been in a place where the foundation's been shaken. The things that you thought you trusted in were shaken, and you come to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your foundation was shaken. And you got a better one. Amen. Does anybody have a witness? Anybody have a testimony to say? Brother Tony, come on.
I don't want this weekend being.
Amen, bro.
When I came to the Primitive Baptist last year, every time, every day, it's better and better. I just feel like God is brought me home.
Amen, amen, brother.
Yeah.
I just get choked up.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
We love you. You're in the right place, brother.
Come on.
It seems like last weekend we were at Good Hope, our home church. And I don't know if it was any better than this, but it feels like the Lord has worked through us the best we possibly can, and we're going to do better. We know. I feel it in my heart. You got to just tell yourself, I will do better than I did the day before. Lord, help me do better.
Amen.
And it works miracles.
Amen. We all ought to have that attitude to do better. I just spoke with Elder Danny Farrell, and Sister Adele is in Western Baptist in Paducah with what appears to be acute pancreatitis. She is in a lot of pain, and they both stand in need of our prayers. Remember them at the throne of grace. We did.
Amen.
And we'll continue to do that.
That's right.
I'm fully persuaded that the Lord is able to heal her, and I just believe He will.
Amen.
I've been around Big Sandy a long time, probably my life. I think about it, and I've been in some good things, and I can recall them sometimes. And they're the rich heritage that we have among the saints. There's been a part of the churches that make up the Big Sandy and the past, and now it's something to treasure. But I think they would not wish that we treasure them, but treasure what we've experienced this weekend.
Right.
Because that's what they so richly enjoy as well. Mm-hmm.
Amen. I've been a part of this fellowship of churches for going on around 13 years now. called me. Anything else?
Well, I'll be this if I did not thank each and every one. And I'm not going to try to mention names because I'm just. That helped.
Amen.
That helped. And the one told me, you know, this was their meeting just like it was ours, and I'm speaking of New Antioch. Of course, I'll say it that way.
Amen.
This wasn't New Antioch's meeting, but as we hosted it, we had family. Our enlarged family to come in and help, and we don't want to be forgetful, thanking them so much, and those here at home, how much they did, including you, Sister Sonia, Sheila, Casey, all of those that were here to help, and we thank you for that. We're small and it's difficult, but with your guidance and the Lord's love, we did have a
blessed weekend. Amen. Yes, sir. You're right, Brother Chuck. I have neglected to thank the sisters and the brethren for helping. And I'm glad you brought that up because I've thought about it 5 times and forgot about it every time. But thank you, sisters, for doing everything you've done and all the brethren for taking out the trash and dumping out coolers of ice and helping move tables and all that kind of stuff. That's needful, and it has to have that to have a meeting. You have to do that. If not, wouldn't anybody eat or be organized or anything? Yes. So, hallelujah for that. The Lord gives gifts in the church. Mm. And when they're exercised, the church body works efficiently.
Right. Amen. Right.
Amen. When the gifts are exercised in the church the way that they're supposed to, she is a well-oiled, wonderful machine. A living machine.
Yeah.
Organism.
Yeah, you're good.
She's a well-oiled and functioning organism when that works, when that happens. Is there any other word or testimony?
Okay, good to be here. Very good.
Amen, Sister Thelma. Good to have y'all.
Good to have you.
Brother Dina, would you dismiss us tonight?
Gracious Heavenly Father, as we bow unworthy heads towards Mother Earth, thy footstool. There's no way, dear gracious Heavenly Father, we can express what we felt this night. Mm-hmm. We know, dear gracious Heavenly Father, that thou loves us with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness thou draws us. We're so thankful, dear Lord, that thou hast been with us through this meeting, that thou hast been with these elders. Thou hast blessed each one of us to have a revival within ourselves. Desire to walk closer to thee. Realizing, dear Lord, as quick as we leave these doors, that we've got a worthy adversary that will try to drag us back down.
Yeah.
But help us, dear gracious Heavenly Father, to look up and to bow down and to beg thee. Thou would give us strength and courage to continue on, that we may be able to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes, Lord.
We're so thankful, dear gracious Heavenly Father, for the many blessings. We're so thankful, dear gracious Heavenly Father, for thy watch care over us down life's uneven journey. Most of all, dear gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful for thy darling Son and what he accomplished upon the cruel cross of Calvary. What he is doing today, seated on thy right hand, making intercession. And what he will do one day, dear Lord, when he comes back, to take us all home to be with him in a place where there will be no more separation, no more sadness, yes. No more sorrow, no more sickness, no nursing home, no hospital.
Right.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we beg that thou would just walk with us. As we leave this place with bold, dear Lord, that thou would just go with us, protect us, and keep us till we reach our homes. Mm. Dear Lord, just forgive us when we fail thee. Add to us those things that we fail in asking. These blessings we humbly beg, and sweet Jesus' precious name for his sake. Can
amen. 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 Thank you, brother.